goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Larry Bloom, and you're listening to The Divorce Hour. I'm very pleased today to have Sharon Klempner with me, and we will be talking about our children, something important. Last week we did dating, not so important. Children, much more important. How can you not smile when you hear Stephen Foggia sing When Love Goes Astray? And that smile gives you a little bit of warmth on what today is the coldest day we've had since last February. Cold day. Nice to curl up with that special someone, usually not your spouse, and talk about the wonderful world of divorce. But today we're going to talk about how our children are impacted in the divorce and what we can do with our children to make the divorce process easier for them. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell me what you do and tell our listeners why we should listen to you as an authority on this subject. What's your background?
So you want to know everything I do. I am a clinical social worker. And my training goes way back. At one point, I was trained in Freudian analysis on the couch.
Okay, no dates. We're just talking about what you've trained in.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And I work with children, adolescents, and adults individually. I also do marital counseling. I do mediation. I only do parenting plans, and we'll probably have to explain what that is. For mediation, because I'm not interested in doing finances and
okay. That
part of it. I do something called parenting coordination, which is most often court-appointed. And it's when people really go astray, as you said before, when they're getting married and divorced. Whoops, slip. And things are so bad that they need somebody to help them parent, just be able to come together as much as possible for the children's sake. And then one of the last things that I do is collaborative divorce. I'm a coach, and there can be one coach or two coaches on a collaborative divorce, and I'm also a child specialist.
Okay. Let's talk about the collaborative approach.
I'm also a step family counselor. I knew I'd forget something.
Okay. No, I know you're a lot of things.
Yeah.
You do so many things.
But it's
things.
A continuum.
And you're involved with a group for the collaborative.
Yes. I'm involved. I'm on the board of the North Jersey Collaborative Law Group. There are 6 collaborative law groups in New Jersey. I'm also on the council, the statewide council.
Right.
So we all work together in a nice way.
That's great. Now, collaborative law, we have discussed it previously on the show, but why don't you give us a little synopsis? I know there are aspects of it you don't do. You don't do the financial part.
Nor the legal,
of course.
We all try to do what's our area of expertise,
right,
so that a couple gets the best out of everyone. So a collaborative divorce is when a couple, if with mediation, you have one neutral mediator with a couple. If they need a little more support, they go to a collaborative divorce lawyer, and that means they each have their own lawyer. But unlike litigation, everything is open and transparent. Everything is shared by the lawyers, and you're part of a team. Your team could be one coach or two coaches, depending on what the needs are for the family. There could be, we have financial experts, neutral, if needed, as needed. And then we also have mental health practitioners. Those who are able, who have the background, can be a child specialist.
Okay. I was just going to ask you about that. Now, you could fulfill one I would imagine it's just one of these roles in a collaborative process. You're right. Either the child specialist or you're the divorce
coach.
One
hat or the other.
Right. Yes. Can't wear two hats
at
the same time.
Nope, only got one hat.
Okay. So what is a child specialist?
The child specialist, and the child specialist is not used in every case. If things are going pretty well, the coach can deal with doing the parenting plan. And shall I say now what a parenting plan is?
Why
don't
we
point?
Talk about what
okay.
a parenting
the,
plan is?
The parenting
is.
Plan is the part of the divorce contract that has to do anything with the children. Now, the lawyers do the financial aspects of it. But other than that, anything related to the children, such as it's the custody, whether they have joint legal, joint custody, sole custody, etc. And in the parenting plan, we write out who has the children when. We don't call it custody.
I know, you don't call it visitation either.
We call it parenting time.
Parenting
time.
Yeah,
it's more balanced. I like the term.
It's more neutral.
Yeah. And it talks about activities, medical necessities, who gets notified when if something happens. It speaks to their religion, how they want the children brought up, extended family members. Hopefully the kids will have access to both sides of the parents' families. All kinds of vacations, holidays are written in. And I try to make it very specific, even if they're getting along well, because at some point there could be a bump and then they don't need to come running back if they have it all written down.
The agreements are usually only for when there's a problem. If there's
correct.
No problem,
then, I say,
then the people can adjust it on their own.
You're the parents, do what you want. As
that's
long
right.
as you're both agreed.
But when you're fighting mm-hmm. about it, then you have a roadmap.
Right, right.
And I'll tell you from the legal point of view, if I'm going into court, I want to know what that agreement says, and I want it to be as specific as possible.
Yeah, and usually, especially with younger children, we put in it that they return every year or two, because as children enter different developmental phases, things are going to change. But again, I say if it's working fine, you know, you don't need to come back.
And they would come back to you in the
just
same
to redo
format.
The parenting plan, just to tweak it. Tweak it,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And at some point, speaking as a parent of a 22-year-old and an 18-year-old, the parenting plan goes out the window and the kids decide what they're going
to
do.
Yes, I have to say that a lot when they're adolescents. I say, you know, they're not going to say you have to be here at such and such a time and such a day.
And usually yeah. they'll tell you where they're going to be.
That's
and when they're going
correct.
To be there. Do you deal with, I'm just curious, do you deal with parenting plans for children who are over 18?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. It's not terribly binding on them, but at least it should define between mother and father as to what their rights are. Correct?
Yes. It's more about communication and things like that. Maybe you'd write up things about marriages and having babies and how they're going to do those things if it seems difficult.
And who's there, having there are, your children are, having babies?
There are books written about adult children of divorce, and people think, well, you know, if they're grown up, they might have their own families, but they can be very affected.
I know they can, and that's something I want to talk about, because then I can talk about my divorce again. We're going to come back in a minute. And everyone knows the show is all about self-therapy. If you have a question for Sharon or a question for me, or you just want to make a comment, our phone number here is 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hell is for children. Pat Benatar. Yes, she does other things besides Love is a Battlefield. Which brings me to the issue of when collaboration is not advisable. And now I would imagine that when there's child abuse involved, which is what Pat Benatar's song is about, that's not a good atmosphere for collaboration.
Or domestic violence.
Or domestic violence. You're talking about between the spouses?
Yes.
Okay. All right, before we get back embroiled, if our listeners have a question that they want to contact you on or they want to utilize your services, how can they reach you?
They can reach me in my office in Ridgewood, New Jersey, which is 201-652-1560, or they could go to my site, which is Sharon Klempner. I should probably spell it. Nobody
probably
gets it. KLEMPNER.com.
Great. Okay, and I'll give you an up. And listeners, I will give Sharon an opportunity to say that again later on in the show. So grab a pencil, piece of paper, and you'll be ready to jot that information down. And again, if you have questions for us, give us a call here at 877-480-4120. Let's talk about our kids some more. Just so I understand, a child specialist is really the advocate for the child as opposed to the divorce coach?
Right. The difference is, and do you want me to give the roles?
Yes, please.
The divorce coach or coaches, the coach is really the advocate for the process. So if I'm the neutral facilitating coach, we call it, I am working with both parents, often running the meeting, the five ways, and helping the process. We help the parents with the overcoming the emotional obstacles that might get in the way of having a good divorce. And the child specialist, you have a certain background, has to know in depth working with children, phases of development, children and the divorce process. And the child specialist, if there is one on the case, as I said before, there isn't always the need for one. But, and there is if parents are, if there's a special problem with a child or special situation, or the parents are very opposed in their thinking, then we want the voice or the concerns of the child to come in to the picture. So the child specialist would be the only one who sees the whole family. They would see the parents individually, mostly, briefly, and the children also very briefly. The function of the coach and the child specialist is brief and focused, not like therapy, which can also be brief and focused.
It's, but it's also not the evaluation. It's not a custody evaluation. So you're not going that far in depth.
It can really help bypass that. And I have therapy cases where kids have had to go through two different custody evaluators, answering a lot of questions, many meetings. This is one person talking with the children. And again, at different levels, it's very young children. You might play with them to get a sense of their personality, like play therapy. Exactly. If they're older, you're going to communicate in a different way. And that person also needs to have the ability to take amass a lot of information and condense it into a smaller summary and guide the parents and the team in how they handle the parenting plan. In our group, the coach does the parenting plan and the child specialist informs on it. They don't do it. In some other teams, the child specialist may be writing the parenting plan.
Okay, there's one thing we should emphasize also. Yes. When parties are involved in the collaborative law process, they each have their own lawyer, and all four, the two lawyers and the husband and wife, each sign an agreement that says they're not going to run into court.
Correct.
Okay.
If that becomes an issue or somebody says, well, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to litigate, the whole thing falls apart.
And it's all over.
Yes, which is part of the motivation to stick with it.
And the lawyers are disqualified from going forward in the case.
Yes.
So you would have to go fire your lawyer, hire another one, and it becomes...
You.
I'm a fighter, not a lover, as I've told you. I get the cases that are really difficult. I have to tell you, though, going through my own divorce and doing this show, I have changed my emphasis. Ooh. I want to find solution. I always want to find a solution. Nobody ever wants to try a case. Yeah. But I recognize how, forget how financially debilitating, emotionally debilitating it is to go to trial. And particularly if you have children, you are just setting your feet in the ground and you're not moving, and the bad feelings are only going to intensify exponentially. I mean, the further it goes, the worse it is. So am I thinking about doing mediation and being trained for that? Yes. Am I thinking about collaboration? Yes. I am an old dog, but I think there are some new tricks that I can learn. What do our kids want their divorcing parents to know?
Lots of things.
Okay.
And again, it depends on the stage of development.
Right.
With think about it. And you said you have older children. So remember that when they were little and you were like the king and your wife was the queen and everything you said, like you knew it all. And then they get a little older and they go to school and it's, well, my teacher says this. And suddenly you don't seem to have all the answers. So when they're very, very young, your parents are the stability, their world. And they need to be assured that in, again, age-appropriate level, that things will continue that way. In collaborative, I like to think of it as... one family in two homes. And I said that to a child last night that I saw in therapy. And, you know, so that it doesn't feel like it's being ripped apart. And we want to build a foundation of trust and respect between the parents so they can go on after they're finished with us. And and function that way with their children.
I have so many questions. I could go back to what I was talking about, but I want the answer to this one. What about incorporating new significant others?
That's always a bump after, but you asked me before about older children?
Yes. We can use any age. How about this? I assume when you're talking about younger children, you're talking about from a few months to like six, then elementary school children, and then
And then with adolescents, you know, sometimes parents will get upset because a child will say, well, can I still go to college or can I still get my car? And that's perfectly natural. That's the me. And that's what they need. They should be thinking about their own future. So parents shouldn't get too upset about it. It doesn't mean they don't love them. It doesn't mean this is not a difficult process for them. They're just wondering where they are. And I was telling a little girl last night of a young woman I know who was my son's ex-girlfriend, but they're still friends. They're both married and they get together. And her father at her wedding toasted her stepfather and thanked him for being such a good stepfather.
How great is
that? And that warms the cockles of my heart. Yes.
As well it should.
Yeah.
I hope to one day be able to say the same thing when my children are walking down the aisle.
It's a gift.
Although
it's a real gift to them.
Too soon.
Okay.
Okay. As I always tell them, there are no artificial time barriers. Okay. Just because you're turning 30 doesn't mean you got to get married. Just because you're turning 35 doesn't mean you have to make babies.
Correct.
You do what you have to do when you are ready to do it and when it's right. And, you know, learn from my mistakes. We are here with Sharon Klempner. We are talking about our children. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well.
Teach your children well, and now I'm going to show my ignorance. I know that's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Is Young with them? Yup, I've been informed that it was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. I always mix that up. He comes, he goes, he comes, he goes. We're here with Sharon Klempner. We're talking about our children and about how they're impacted on the divorce process. People ever ask you, how do we tell the kids?
Very, very often. And that's a hard thing to contemplate.
And again, I imagine it varies with the age of the children.
Again, yes, yes. And it's really the optimum way is if both parents can do it together with the child or the children. And if they can keep it neutral, not your father has a girlfriend and he's leaving us, you know, because he's not leaving us, he's leaving me. And you don't want the children to feel that they're being left. And you don't, they don't need to know. It's just like most things. If you, you know, a child asks you, how do you make babies? And they're five, you're not going to tell them certain things, right? You give a little more as they get older.
I'm just learning how to make babies.
Okay.
You mentioned that, and my son is now 18. When he was 16, maybe 17, we had, in the marital residence, which is what I call my former home.
Okay.
Where sometimes I call it the big house, but we'll call it the marital residence. And we have a foyer with a stairway up and a little hallway upstairs. And I remember walking into the house one night after ringing the bell, because I have to ring the bell when I come now. And he was hysterical. He was fighting with his mother. This was before he moved in with me. And he starts screaming at me, you abandoned me. Mm. And I looked at him and I go, and then I looked at his mother who was in the middle of the stairway. I go, I abandoned her. I didn't abandon you. I admit I abandoned her. But it's painful. It's painful at any age.
Yes, yes. And that's why parents have such a hard time with it, because you don't want to inflict pain on your children. But again, you can tell them, and the more I like to say, use the royal we, because it means we still communicate. We may not want to be married anymore, but we will always be your parents. Hopefully, we will always co-parent you. And we will be communicating, because especially with children over a certain age, they're going to manipulate. Mom says, Dad, no, ask Dad. You know, this way, if they bring something up, you can say, I'll talk to your mom about it.
And sometimes
we'll
they ask each of you, and they take the one who gives them the answer
best
they want to hear.
Right.
Because that's
right.
What they do.
Right. But they want to know, we will always be here for you. We're divorcing each other, not you.
And what I imagine you also want to do is you want to have it as neutral as possible without the blame.
Yes. Yes, there are certain things children, even adult children, aren't privy to. Certain things we don't want to hear about, even if our parents are in their 70s.
No, there are things we don't want to hear about.
Shut that door.
My father's in his 80s, and there are things that he tells me that I say, Dad, I don't want to hear.
Right. There are boundaries.
But to give you an idea how cool my late mother was, she died of Lou Gehrig's disease, a terrible disease.
Yes.
Before she went, she wrote out a list of women for my father to date.
Oh,
that's how cool
that's
my mother.
Loving wife.
That's
wow.
How cool my that's how
but
cool.
But she wanted him to be happy.
That's
she
right.
Didn't want him to be lonely.
51 years.
Yeah.
51 years. And they'd still be together now if they were, you know, if there were cures for some of these
terrible
things.
You don't want to know
diseases.
About his dating life.
Exactly.
Right? That's
you know
private.
What? I am very cool with the fact that he dates. I don't want to know what he does when he's
right,
on a date.
Right.
And he once tried to do it to me, and I said, Dad. Or as my daughter says to me, Dad, I'm going to want to hear about your sex life when you're going to want to hear about mine. So, you know, there are boundaries you need to have with your kids.
Definitely.
And I got that. I know. Well, what do you do when you've decided that you're going to split up and one kid is still in the house and the other kid is off in college? Do you tell them separately? Do you tell them together? What do you do?
A lot depends on what's going on. If you could keep it, say, hold it until the older child comes home and you share it as, again, a family, that's one thing. If it's not possible, if there are already cracks, you know, in the wall and your child knows, or even with younger children, if they're at different ages, you're going to tell them somewhat differently, or even with, as you said, one in college, if they're very different personalities. They may be interested more in one aspect than another, and you may be saying somewhat different things. So maybe you tell them each separately, if necessary, as I said, with problems going on that the younger one seems to be aware of. And then you might get together or have a conversation on, look, you know, we're going to tell you certain things. You might have a lot of questions and things you're feeling about, and we're here to talk about it.
I know my kids were most interested in what's going to happen to the dog.
Yes, why not? That's a family member.
Right. That was what's going to happen to the dog.
Yeah.
And we didn't have visitation with the dog.
But you must know this. You do it. Some people have that written into their divorce decrees, right?
Yes. Well, when I started, I used to say to people, we can't talk about the dog because I don't know what standard to apply, whether we're equitably distributing the dog or it's best interest of the dog. Now, believe it or not, there's case law on it.
Ah.
And dogs are properties.
Yeah.
They're not children.
Let's not leave out cats.
Well, I'm allergic to cats, so I almost never think about cats.
Okay.
Anyway, what else do our kids want to hear from us?
When you're first telling them, or just in general?
In general.
In general, they want you to be civil to each other, because if we're getting a divorce and I'm telling our children negative things about you, you're part of them, and that makes them feel like there's a part of them that you don't care for. So you always want to be honest. You want to be respectful but honest. If the husband or the wife, whichever, is an alcoholic, let's say, you don't lie about those things, because that impairs their reality testing. You
and
would
they
say,
have their own opinions at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but if they said, you know, well, dad drinks or whatever, you'd say, yes, he has a problem with that. But you don't go bad mouthing beyond that. You state the reality and move past that. So what most kids want, most kids want their parents to be together, and they still have fantasies, some of them, after the parents are divorced, after the parents have recoupled. That's a fantasy. And you can repeat, that's never going to happen, but we can be civil, if not friendly. Some people can't even be friendly or friends.
I know. I understand. Although I do find it funny. Again, my kids are 22 and 18. When my kids say to me, stop taking mom's side. You know.
Take mine, right. They have their interests.
Exactly.
Their self-interest.
You shouldn't be involved. And I know, and I'm sorry, Jake, I'm going to spill something you say to me. I say, you have to respect your mother. And he says, she has to earn my respect. And I said, no, she doesn't. She's right. Your mother. You have to give her respect.
You're both right, in a sense. I mean, if we don't earn their respect, we don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know.
And you know, their family rituals, we could talk about that later with more time. That especially since it's holiday time, that parents may want to continue in both homes, and maybe that's a point of discussion that they work out together.
We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. I'm sitting here today with Sharon Klempner. We're talking about, Sharon is a child therapist and a bunch of other things related to the mental health care of our children and ourselves. I am Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour, and we are here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Take the Money and Run, Steve Miller Band. As you can see, Sam has not told me in advance today what he's playing, so I have to guess. Not a bad divorce song, Take the Money and Run. I kind of like that.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, here we are today. It is December 10th. We've had Thanksgiving, and now we have holiday parties, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, you name it, we have it, and then New Year's. What can we do to make it easier on our kids?
Well, again, if you're thinking of stability and continuity, it's always good to try to make them as much as they were as possible in two houses. And again, you know, I've heard some parents do it together. Many cannot. So then you can decide which portion each of you is going to take. When often, and as you know, in parenting plans, when you do the holidays, one parent will take Christmas Eve, the other will take Christmas, so that everything hasn't changed at once for the kids. And again, the first year is always the most difficult because last year we were all together. Next year, we will think back and we won't have been together.
Right.
So it becomes easier. So whatever can be done, as I said, to keep certain things the same. It depends if the families came together and that's not possible, the extended families, and that's not possible this year, then maybe make both time for them to spend time with both.
Okay. It is hard. It is very, very hard. But I would imagine when you are doing the collaboration to form the agreement, you're going to spell out what's going to happen on the holidays.
Yes, that gets written in to parenting
plans.
And you're
going to spell out
vacations as well. Yeah.
I don't know if you can spell this out or not. I'm going to ask you. Just
yeah.
When your children get married, who's going to do what? Would you spell that out? I know I've said to my wife, I guess she's still my wife, at least for another couple of weeks. Through the end of the year, anyway. Our kids are going to have graduations. They're going to have weddings. And they're going to make babies. And they're not going to want to put up with our nonsense. So we have to learn to coexist.
Right. Stop the nonsense.
Stop. Yeah. Well, we call it other things, but...
Okay. But they will tell you. And when they get older and have their own places, and certainly spouses, you know, then you often get into, unless you all live near each other, the every other year. And so maybe one year they'll be celebrating with you, which is hard for them because then they have to split it. Maybe the other year they have to spend with their girlfriend or their girlfriend's family or or their wife's family. And when they have children, you want them to feel comfortable when they're married and have children to invite you both. Then it's up to you two to decide if you can do that, if you can manage it. But they should feel free to be able to invite you both and not have to think, oh, do we have to do every other this year mom, this year dad?
What do you do if the kids think to themselves, well, I could invite them both, but dad will come, but mom will never come?
That's mom's choice. And maybe if that's the case, maybe they celebrate on another day. But again, people do that with weddings all the time, with family members who don't speak. You invite them both or all, whichever.
And you seat them at different tables, different sides of the room.
Yeah. But as a parent, you really want to do your utmost to be able to be together in the room, even to make little conversation.
Now, I've gone into courtrooms, chambers of judges, and seen some of them have children's bills of rights. Are you familiar with those?
Charles, I have a little list.
Okay.
A page that I give out to parents and kids on children's rights when parents separate.
Okay. Why don't you highlight what some of those rights are?
Okay. Really important is I have the right to love whom I choose without guilt, pressure, or rejection. Have the right to love as many people as I want, such as step-parents and relatives, without guilt and without being made to feel disloyal. I have the right to a regular daily and weekly routine, one that is not filled with unpredictable disruptions. And again, that depends on family and
ages of children.
And so forth. Have right to spend time with both of my parents, regardless of adult wants and wishes regarding convenience, money, or feelings. I own my time to be with my parents. It is my right, not the right of my parents. I have the right to be angry and fearful and express my feelings. And it goes on and on. They also have the right not to choose or blame or take sides, and children should never be used as messengers.
Amen.
Yeah.
Especially with money.
With anything.
Yeah.
What'd your dad do this weekend? Did anybody come over? How long did she stay? Or none of those things.
They're improper. Your children are not spies.
Right.
They are not your spies. But it's hard.
It is hard. Oh, none of it is easy.
And when when you feel betrayed, then you lash out.
You want to, but if you... When I do parenting coordination, which is really, really difficult cases, I ask them to bring a big picture of the kids, and I always put that up on my bookcase so the parents can see it.
Because that's the
focus. And I remind them, this is why we're here. Yes, you know, we are adults. We ought to be able to deal with the pain more than our children. We've been on earth more and have a little more wisdom, hopefully. But it's not easy for anybody.
No, it's not. And I know, look, I've got a daughter who thinks she's everybody's mother. And she thinks she has to take care of everyone.
Mm. Well, that's another thing. That should be in this list where I have the right, and I think it is somewhere.
I have the right to be a child.
Right, and not to be a parent's confidant, etc.
And it's really hard for them. I know, I know my daughter has instances where she wants, I don't know what she wants, but she kind of feels like she is responsible for her mother. So it's hard. It's really hard for her.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they do it. You know, again, before I started this show and before I got involved in my own divorce, I always thought I knew everything there was to be know about divorce. And the truth is, I really don't know anything about divorce. I only know the law.
Well, you do the best you can. And then often I have parents who bring kids to me because they're going through a divorce. And I'll say, you're not here because there's anything wrong with you. You're here because you're going through a difficult process. And it's just someone else to talk to who's not part of your family. Kids don't want to tell parents certain things because they love them. They don't want to hurt your feelings.
That's true. But it is just so hard.
But there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Is there?
I tell people that a lot, and I see it a lot. Especially if you can do it in a good way, things do get better. And you are each entitled to have your own life. And when new people come in, you know, just like you tell your kids, if I have three kids, my heart is big enough, it stretches to love them all. Now you have more people to love you.
Understood. I want to talk about marriage counseling, because I know you do that. That's what we're going to do when we come back from the next break. Sharon, why don't we you tell people how they can reach you if they want to reach you.
Okay. My telephone is 201-652-1560. That's in New Jersey, Ridgewood, New Jersey. And my website is SharonKlempner.com.
K-L-E-M-P-N-E-R.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. I also want to remind everyone that, look, I'm going to talk about marriage counseling next. If you want to hear something else and you have something that you want Sharon to answer or you want me to answer, give us a call here at 877-480-4120. Otherwise, you hear me and you hear what I want to say. We are here at TalkingAlternative.com. I am Larry Bloom, and this is the Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Diana Ross and the Supremes. How about that? Or was it just the Supremes earlier than Diana's top billing with them? Where did our love go? Where did our love go? Again, 877-480-4120. Before I get back to Sharon, I want to remind everyone that we have a show next week. Have a couple of ideas what I want to do about that show next week, but haven't made any firm decisions. We are not broadcasting on New Year's Eve. We are, however, broadcasting on Christmas Eve. I'm not even going to try to get a guest for Christmas Eve. I am going to talk about New Year's resolutions. So think up about your resolutions. Write them down. Email them to me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Call in on the 24th. Talk about it. We are going to talk New Year's resolutions because, thank God, this first decade of the 21st century is over, and we can go forward with an entirely new decade in what will be 8 days following that show. So get it together. We're here with Sharon Klempner. Tell me about your role as a marriage counselor. There, I would imagine the goal is to keep the parties together if you can.
And if that's what they want, when people come in, because sometimes one person in a couple will come in knowing that they're pretty much finished, and either to alleviate their own guilt or to assure that the other person has help handling it. So I tell people, depending on you two, whoever they are, I'll either help you get this back together if that's what you both want and are able to do, or if it doesn't work, at least you'll be able to come apart in a better way.
And you'll have me as a resource should you need, after your marriage breaks up, should you need some counseling in that regard?
Maybe not.
Okay. I don't wear more than one hat. Okay.
So
I guess that's a conflict of interest. I really hadn't thought about it that way.
So if I'm seeing somebody, if I'm their marriage counselor, let's say, and they do collaborative divorce, I would not be involved in that. I would not be the mediator.
Okay. Again, when I was splitting up with my wife, she insisted that we go to someone for the purpose of figuring out how to tell our children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the way it worked for us. My daughter was in Maryland. My son was living with us. So we decided we were going to drive to Maryland with our son, mm-hmm. who had a girlfriend and did not want to go to Maryland for the weekend. And, well, why are you coming? But both of them asked. We want to tell you something. And both of us are healthy. Nobody's dying.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm thinking to myself, they got to know what we're talking about. I've slept in the guest room for a year. They got to know. And my thought was they were going to react. What took you so long? They did not react that way. They weren't surprised, but they weren't devastated, but they were impacted. Now, I like the fact that we had spoken with a professional. I thought that was important.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Also thought it was important, not because, look, I guess I'm in the divorce business. I know what to tell children. I know what not to tell children. But I wanted there to be another person to give us advice so that when I wasn't in the picture anymore, my wife would at least have somebody to go to get advice. I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I'm the typical guilty ex-husband. I felt terrible that I was leaving.
But so you did your wife continue with that person?
No.
Okay.
As a matter of fact,
she found another person.
Maybe she did. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't pay that bill. Uh-huh. But there are, you know, at the end of that session, the counselor said, I'm willing to do a limited number of sessions with you if you want to see what's going on. And I was willing to do that. Mm-hmm. She put the kibosh on it. She said no.
Well, self-determination. You know, you opened up an opportunity and she made a choice. But kudos to you for going to tell your children together. And as you said, even if there's a hint of it, I guess it's like feeling you have a certain disease and then having the doctor confirm that, there's still the whew, feeling,
I don't know.
You know?
No, sometimes when the doctor tells you, I remember when the doctor told my mother about the Lou Gehrig's. That was an oh my God.
I didn't mean whew. We're running out of time. Went fast.
I want you to come back. You are invited to come back. We're going to talk about this again. Anybody who wants to call in, ask questions. Sharon, one more time as we're leaving, tell people how they can reach you.
I'm in New Jersey at 201-652-1560 and at Sharon Klempner, KLEMPNER.com. And thank you for
everybody,
having me.
You're very welcome. Everyone, have a great week. Listen next week. Listen Christmas Eve. And tell all your friends what a great show this is and that they should be listening. This has been The Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.